the real problem with the ruling elite is that large populations are difficult to rule. Large populations are difficult to control. Large populations are difficult to feed. Large populations are difficult to create work for so that they can have the money necessary to keep them happy so they do not revolt. Population to the elite is a problem of rulership. It is a problem of maintaining order. It is a problem of natural disasters instead of killing five or six people, killing tens of thousands. And that is what really frightened these men and women who walked the shadowy halls of power. But some of them became ecstatic with this news, for what had been the unfulfilled dream of many individual groups became reality by the concentration of power in the alliance known as the Bilderberg Group. What had been impossible before was now promised. The new world order that so many had envisioned was now a certainty, for it brought about an alliance of all who had opposed each other. They agree upon one thing, and even if that is the only thing that they agree upon at this present time, it is the only important thing that they agree upon, and that is they must have world government. World government. So an alliance was formed amongst all of those who had traditionally opposed each other. And as the New World Order becomes a reality, the only question that will remain to be answered will be what power group will rule. The first study of population was made during World War II to determine the impact of the returning soldiers upon the economy. The results mobilized the ruling elite. A second secret study was conducted in 1957 by scientists meeting in Huntsville, Alabama. It confirmed the results of the first. The conclusion was that civilization as we know it could collapse shortly after the year 2000 unless the population was seriously curtailed. The study expressed a concern that since atomic weapons existed, they would ultimately be used. Total worldwide disarmament was urged. Harry Truman proposed and Congress adopted the disarmament plan and created the United States Disarmament Agency. President Dwight David Eisenhower said this in 1957, and I quote, "As a result of lowered infant mortality, longer lives, and the accelerating conquest of famine, there is underway a population explosion so incredibly great that in little more than another generation, the population of the world is expected to double." End quote. A third study was made by the Club of Rome, ending in 1968, to determine the limits to growth. The result was the same. The Club of Rome was commissioned to develop a computer model of the world so as to predict the outcome of corrections made to social and economic structures by the elect. The Club of Rome was also asked to develop a computer model of a new world order, and both tasks were accomplished. Studies were done to determine a method to arrest the population explosion before the point of no return would be reached. It was determined that an immediate attack on the problem would involve two points of intervention. The first, ladies and gentlemen, was to lower the birth rate, and the second was to increase the death rate. To lower the birth rate, several programs were put into motion. The first was the development of positive birth control methods using mechanical, diaphragm and condom, chemical, foam and birth control pills, and medical, sterilization, abortion, and hysterectomy procedures. And this is the real reason why so many women in the last 40 years have been given unneeded hysterectomies by doctors belonging to the shadowy group known as the Illuminati in the furtherance of population reduction. All of these methods were developed and all of them were implemented. The women's liberation movement was started with the demand for free abortions using pro-choice as its rallying cry. Homosexuality was encouraged and gay liberation was born. You see, homosexuals do not have children. Zero population growth became a hot subject at cocktail parties, and most of you who are my age will remember it. Individual freedom, the heat of the moment, religion, and the old blue laws sabotaged these efforts, and while zero population growth became a reality in some areas, population increased rapidly in others, mainly in groups that belong to the Catholic Church, large segments of the Hispanic population, poor people, minority blacks, people who traditionally produce children in order that they might go out and contribute something to the income, rural families who look at children as laborers in agriculture and therefore produce large families. The only alternative left to the world's ruling elite, ladies and gentlemen, was to increase the death rate, since decreasing the birth rate obviously had not worked, except with educated middle and upper middle class Caucasian families. Now, increasing the death rate was a difficult thing to do, as no one wanted to pick people out of a crowd and line them up for execution. Neither did they relish the possible consequences of an enraged public upon discovering that they were being systematically murdered. Of course, a very short but very deadly global war using nuclear weapons upon select population concentrations was contemplated. And to tell you the truth, has not been ruled out. The fact that such a population control was even contemplated confirmed the worst fears of those who had participated in the 1957 study, citing this possibility as being one of the worst for the future of man. Thanks to cooler heads, war was put on the back burner to simmer, but may become a reality. In its stead, surrogate wars between the world's major powers, fought in third world countries, made to look like they were necessary and patriotic, have been carried out since World War II to reduce populations in third world nations and to cull from the youth of the major military powers those most likely to produce many children, young men between the ages of 18 and 26. In the meantime, something else had to be done that would absolve the decision makers of any guilt and place the blame on those who did not lead clean lives. And you'll notice that AIDS attacks people who do not lead clean lives. Something that could be blamed upon Mother Nature. What was needed, what was cited, what was prayed for was the bubonic plague or some other horrible but natural disease. The answer, ultimately, as it has for centuries, came from Rome. Several top secret recommendations were made by Dr. Aurelio Pacei of the Club of Rome. He advocated that a plague be introduced that would have the same effect as the famous Black Death of history. The chief recommendation was to develop a microbe which would attack the autoimmune system and thus render the development of a vaccine impossible. The orders were given to develop this microbe and to develop a prophylactic and a cure. The microbe would be used against the general population and would be introduced by vaccine. The prophylactic was to be used by the ruling elite. The cure, ladies and gentlemen, will be administered to the survivors when it is decided that enough people have died. The cure will be announced as newly developed when, in fact, it has existed from the beginning. This plan is a classified part of Global 2000. The prophylactic and the cure are suppressed as a part of the cure. It is hoped that a mandatory vaccination or inoculation program concurrent with the implantation of a small transponder in each human being upon this earth can be accomplished. I quote, man has skyrocketed from a defensive position, largely subordinated to nature's alternatives, to a new and dominant one. From it, he not only can and does influence everything in the world, but voluntarily or unwittingly can and indeed does determine the alternatives of his own future and ultimately must choose his options for it. In other words, his novel power condition practically compels him to take up new regulatory functions that willy-nilly he has had to discharge with respect to the world's mixed natural human systems. Having penetrated a number of the erstwhile mysteries and being able to sway events massively, he is now vested with unprecedented, tremendous responsibilities and thrown into the new role of moderator of life on the planet, including his own. End quote. These words were written by Dr. Aurelio Pacheco and are taken verbatim from page 607 of the Global 2000 Report to the President, which Jimmy Carter signed during his administration. Funding was obtained from the United States Congress under HB 15090 in 1969, where $10 million was given to the Department of Defense's 1970 budget. Testimony before the Senate committee revealed that they intended to produce, and I quote, a synthetic biological agent, an agent that does not naturally exist and for which no natural immunity could have been acquired. Within the next 5 to 10 years, it would probably be possible to make a new infective microorganism which could differ in certain important aspects from any known disease-causing organisms. Most important of these is that it might be refractory to the immunological and therapeutic processes upon which we depend to maintain our relative freedom from infectious disease, end quote. Sir Julian Huxley said, and I quote, overpopulation is, in my opinion, the most serious threat to the whole future of our species, end quote. The project, called MK Naomi, was carried out at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Since large populations were to be decimated, the ruling elite decided to target, quote, undesirable, end quote, elements of society. Specifically targeted were the black, Hispanic, and homosexual populations. The four homosexuals were encouraged on the one hand and scheduled for extinction on the other. The African continent, ladies and gentlemen, was infected via smallpox vaccine in 1977. The vaccine was administered by the World Health Organization. According to Dr. Robert Strecker, he said this, quote, without a cure, the entire black population of Africa will be dead within 15 years. Some countries are well beyond economic status, end quote. It doesn't look like his prediction is coming true. But there is an unbelievable number of AIDS-infected blacks on the continent of Africa to the point where entire villages have been decimated and now stand empty. The United States population was infected in 1978 with the hepatitis B vaccine. Dr. Wolf Smoosness, the ex-roommate of now Pope John Paul II, was the mastermind behind the November 78 to October 79 and March 80 to October 81 experimental hepatitis B vaccine trials conducted by the Centers for Disease Control in New York City, San Francisco, and four other American cities. He loosed the plague of AIDS upon the American people. The gay population was infected. The ads for participants specifically asked for promiscuous homosexual male volunteers in local gay community, usually free papers. Whatever causes AIDS, ladies and gentlemen, and I have never known exactly what it is. And 4 years ago in my book, I said exactly this, and I quote, "Whatever causes AIDS was in that vaccine." End quote. The vaccine was manufactured and bottled in Phoenix, Arizona. The order was given by the policy committee of the Bilderberg Group, a 13-man committee based in Switzerland, and other measures were also ordered. Now, there's one you will be able to check the easiest, and that is the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy, which we will begin to reveal to you.
אם אהבתם את הסרטון הזה, אתם מוזמנים להצטרף אלינו באתר Nowhere, מקום לדעת, בו אנו משתפים איתכם את הסרטונים שיוטיוב, פייסבוק וטוויטר מנסים לצנזר. הצטרפו אלינו בטלגרם ותמכו בנו בפטריון, כדי שנוכל להמשיך ולחזק את הערוץ ולשתף את האמת על הבריאות והעתיד של כולנו.